and the excitement you hear is Sunday Night Live from the Calvary Church here in De Quincey, Louisiana, United States of America. Thank you so much for clicking on to our website tonight and for your prayers during the recent Gustav hurricane that was so threatening. We got very little damage here in our area, but our prayers go out for our brothers and sisters and friends in Baton Rouge and New Orleans, Louisiana. Thank you. And now it looks like another hurricane named Ike is looming on the horizon, and we will appreciate your prayers for us this coming weekend. And now for our messages from across the nation and other parts of the world, our missions director, Missionary Gerald Schultz. God bless you, Brother Schultz.
Tonight reads Reverend Hicks. Tonight's message truly fed my soul, and selfishly, I want to hear more. Could you put previous broadcasts on links so we could hear past messages as we click on them? I was baptized last Sunday in Jesus' name here in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Thank you and pray for me. Tell Brother Schultz that his nephew said hello. Bud Burneman from Fort Wayne, Indiana. Isn't that precious? Another one. Greetings. I am happy to let you know that I am touched with your teaching. I will be happy to hear from you again as God will enable you to do so. This is from Thomas Albert, and we don't have information on what nation he's in, but we're so glad he's listening. Here's another one. Praise the Lord, Calvary Church. I visited your website and have already added your link to Worldwide Apostolic Church Directory. Thanks and God bless, Reverend Deacon Freeman. And this one here touches our heart. Dear Pastor, it is my privilege to know you and your ministry. We pray for you as you go around the world with your noble ministry. We have a Bible college, and I wish to invite you to the graduation. I will be awaiting your reply. Please hold us up in your prayers, your brother in Christ, Pastor Suko K. Thomas from Kerala State, South India. Isn't that precious? We get so many messages from far away countries, countries that you wouldn't attribute to being not only not Christian, but let alone apostolic, but we are so thrilled. And now for his message tonight, Pastor.
Wonderful story of Jesus. Thank you, congregation. Thank you very much. My subject for this service is the Club of Cain. Colossians 1:20 is the text. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, whether they be things on earth or things in heaven. Now, it doesn't require scriptural gymnastics to connect a verse in Colossians 1:20 with a verse in Genesis 4:8. I'm reasonably certain that the Apostle Paul in 60 A.D. was aware of the Club of Cain in Genesis 4:8. Look with me at that verse. And Cain rose up against his brother and slew him. 4,000 years later, the Apostle wrote about Jesus making peace by the blood of his cross. The in-depth meaning of these two verses seem to arrest my attention as we consider the vast difference between peace and murder. Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is, the further we get away from the blood of Jesus, the more violent we become. As the modern church, in its apostasy, begins to distance itself from the message of the blood of Jesus, there's an increase in jealousy, violence, and hatred. God causes murder. 1 John 3:15. He that hateth his brother is a murderer. It is the intention of Satan to get every person, every religion, as far away from the blood as possible. And Satan is succeeding when the message of the cross is being rejected in many pulpits today. When there is no peace by the blood of the cross, there is violence. Just look at the headlines of your newspaper today. Now, you can read the story of Cain and Abel in Genesis chapter 4. I do not believe this like some preachers. Both of these men were religious. Cain had an altar. He tried to please God. So his offering was beautiful. Fruit, vegetables, pomegranates, figs, apples. The outwardly beauty of his offering was placed on the altar in sincerity. Yet his brother Abel offered animals. That means blood. And when Cain saw God accepted Abel's sacrifice, he attempted to justify his bloodless offering by attacking his own brother. Cain knew that God had turned away from the beautiful pomegranates to the gore and crimson of bleeding animals. And here, human estimates are challenged and values are brought into crimson focus. And in that vortex, Cain resorted to the club, to violence and murder. The first thing I want to point out to you today is that God is specific. No haphazard plan will work for God. To Noah, he said, build the ark with gopher wood. He could not have used knotty pine. To Abraham, he mentioned the lamb and the bullocks for blood, not mice and rats. So easy to bypass reality in looking for that which is beautiful. When God ordained the anointing of David, Jesse's sons were rejected, 1 Samuel 16:7. And the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on the countenance or on the height of his stature, for the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but God looketh upon the heart. The truth is, Psalmist David had it right in 51:6. God desires truth in the inward parts. And that's why in John 7:38-39, Jesus said, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And this spake he of the Spirit, that they who believed on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. But now he is glorified, and it is what's inside of you, mister, that makes you rise or fall. Do you have an inward experience with God? I want to discuss next the difference between peace and violence. When we get away from the blood, we become violent. It's the blood that brings peace. I personally have been involved in 100 polemic discussions, signed propositions, walking into the pulpit, from debating Bill McCowan in New Braunfels, Texas, to my last one with Mr. Sutton in Alabama. Now, what happened during those times, the first years, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 debates, my heart was filled with love as I was expounding the truth to uncounted thousands. But at the last, I could feel something happening. My spirit of love was moving from my heart to my fist. I became a fighter. I wanted to win at any cost. And that was not the spirit of Christ. I was picking up the club of Cain. And in 1982, after 100 debates, I still believe what I preach more than ever. But I lay down that club and my spirit return to me again. Oh, my friends, wherever you are, I want you to remember the situation that a man laid his hand upon Jesus Christ and Simon Peter picked up his sword and cut his ear off. Jesus looked down and picked it up. And in Matthew 26:58, the Bible tells us why Simon Peter did this. His love went from his heart to his fist, and he cut the man's ear off, and Jesus said, "Put out thy sword. They that use the sword will perish with it." Oh, my friends, Matthew 26:58 says, Peter followed him afar off. That's why it happened. He wasn't close to Jesus. It is my sincere belief, after observing world wars and listening to the news through all these decades of human suffering and torture, I believe that all illegitimate, bad wars are invited and initiated in the heart of an individual. A world war like Hitler's World War II and Japan's World War II, these entered the heart first. And then the emotion was extended to the fist, and 22 million people died. Oh, God, help us to control our spirits, for he who controls the spirit is greater than he who can take a city. Now, this is very serious. All nations that forget God shall be cast into hell. Why did I look at a newscast September 11, 2001, checking out of a motel in Mississippi, and I saw a jet plane fly through some towers, bodies strewn everywhere? What makes Muslim extremists want to kill innocent women, children, babies, people that would never hurt anyone? One woman not long ago confessed that she was disappointed that she only had one son to blow up people. To please Allah, she should have had more. These people don't realize they're killing children, women, innocent people. Why? They're away from Jesus. They don't know anything about the blood. And therefore, they resort to violence. To a Muslim, the Quran is considered such a sacred book that human interpretation and a written commentary on it are strictly forbidden. It tells all Muslims, quote, "If one does not worship Allah and is not a Muslim, he is an infidel and deserves to be put to death." Not only do Muslim extremists believe that, all Muslims believe the Quran. And in the Quran, 5:38, quote, "As to the thief, male or female, cut off his or her hands." Hear me, no repentance, no restitution, no love, the club of Cain. In the Quran, 47:4, "When you meet the unbelievers in battle, strike off their heads. This pleases Allah." Why do they do this? They're away from Christ, away from the blood. They picked up the club of Cain, and they know nothing about the peace by the blood of the cross. You see, blood brings peace, and being away brings war. Ephesians 2:13 says we are made nigh by the blood of Jesus. Hebrews 10:19, having boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. 1 Peter 1:18. We're not redeemed with such corruptible things as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Look what Jesus left us. He left his mother to John. He left his garment to the gamblers. He left his body to Joseph. He left his spirit to the Father. What then did he leave us? My peace I leave you. John 14:27. And now I leave you. One of the greatest songwriters the church has ever known was Dottie Rambo. I've been honored to have Dottie and Buck in my pulpit where I was pastor several times. As she began to stray from her original moors, I sent her a tape and reminded her, remember your song, Daddy. Don't let me stray too far from Calvary. Why? The club is waiting. And even the best men have suffered this club tempting. Martin Luther, who tacked 95 theses on the door. The Diet of Worms in Wittenberg, Germany. Ignited the fires of the Reformation and cost him his life. He said, here I stand, I can do no otherwise. Cain, here's what he said. Quote, it would be a pretty sight to see the Pope and all the cardinals hanging in a row, end quote. This showed that resentment was still in his heart. He and many others I'm speaking to now have had and still have the martyr virus in them. Only Jesus and his blood can heal it. Watch your heart, my friend. When you feel that emotion and desire and affections leaving your heart and moving toward your fist, flee to the cross, pray to God under the drippings of Calvary's blood. For he hath made peace by the blood of his cross. The blood of Jesus is not locked in the tomb of sacred lore. It flashes across the centuries of intervening generations, even to our hearts tonight on Sunday Night Live. This night of the blood message will cause the devil to frown and all hell to be enraged. But it will bring peace to your troubled heart. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty that God will paralyze every hand that reaches tonight for the Club of Cain. William J. Kirkpatrick gives us these closing words. Lord, keep my soul from day to day. Take doubt and fear and sin away. The sinner's refuge here alone. Here, Jesus, make salvation known. Lord, with thyself my spirit fill, and work in me to do thy will. Sweet peace abide within my heart. Gifts divine, their joy impart. The Holy Spirit, hour by hour, exerts his sanctifying power, and then he gives us the chorus. Under the blood, the precious blood, under the cleansing, healing flood, keep me, Savior, from day to day, under the precious blood. I may add this to his verse. Lest I stretch forth my hand and pick up the Club of Cain.
Is produced and distributed by the Calvary Pentecostal Church Incorporated. Won't you let us hear from you this week, wherever you are in all this whole wide world. Just remember that Jesus Christ loves you, and so do we. And now, speaking for all the wonderful people who make Calvary their church home, this is Jim Armstrong thanking you for clicking on the Sunday Night Live, and may God bless you is our prayer.